It's time to take 10 with the Chamber, sponsored by Pepsi Night Bottling, where we meet the entrepreneurs, leaders, and business owners who make Bemidji go. Here are your hosts, the Executive Director of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce, Abby Randall, and Kev Jackson.
Welcome to episode number 4 of Take 10 with the Chamber, and here is the star of the show, the Executive Director of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce, Abby Randall.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks for having us today. I am so excited to introduce our next guest. We have with us Molly Miller. She is a fourth generation business owner for Patterson's downtown Bemidji. Isn't that exciting? Welcome, Molly.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It is pretty cool. I mean, you know, there's a number of family businesses in the area, but Patterson's on the corner downtown. It's just such an epic store, an epic location in Bemidji.
It's Bemidji. It is. What would be Bemidji without Patterson's on the corner of downtown?
I know. It's just, it's such a great location. It looks so cool. And Molly's obviously growing up there and knows Patterson's probably better than probably anybody. She keeps hearing, getting more information over the years.
Yes, I do. Fourth gen, like you said, my great-grandfather, Abe, opened the store in, we think, 1930. It's easy to do the math if it's an even year, right?
Yes.
But we have, like, electrical receipts from 1929. I've read in historical articles 1934. We're just going with 1930, so 92 years this year.
Well, you've probably done more research than anyone, so let's just, 1930 it is.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm in.
Okay, about 7 years from now, we get to have a century celebration at Patterson's.
Yes.
No pressure. Yeah. Century celebration.
Yeah. We like reasons to celebrate.
That's awesome. That's amazing. So, well, just like the podcast, Take 10 with the Chamber, like Kev always says, we know as business owners, we're busy. And professionals, 10 minutes is a lot of times all we can spare. So, are you ready, Kev? Should I start the timer?
Get the timer going.
All right, let's start the timer.
First off, tell us about you and your business. We kind of alluded to it, but go ahead.
Yes. So, I am... like I said, fourth gen owner. I'm the first female owner of Patterson. So it was my grandfather, my great grandfather, father, and now myself and my husband. So I guess technically there's still a guy in there. But we sell menswear. And something that a lot of people don't know, in the last few years, we actually brought in some women's clothing, more sportswear, not as formal as the men's side gets, but we've always been a menswear store, and now we're kind of dabbling in some women's clothes.
Wonderful.
Well, all I know is twice a year throughout my son's junior and senior year, you know, we had to go to Patterson's and get the tuxes. I mean,
of course.
You're the tux place, right?
We are the tux place, yes. And now you can rent suits. So before it used to be tuxes kind of exclusively.
Sure.
And now it's almost like there's more suit rental options than there are tuxedos. Things have gotten a little more casual over the last few years, I think since COVID, really. But there's still tux options. So we have something for everyone when it comes to the rental side, for sure.
You know, that makes sense in Bemidji, Minnesota, where barely anybody even wears a tie anymore, that just renting a basic suit makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that with the tie. I was looking at some figures the other day of, like, our top sold products. We implemented a new system in March, so I'm actually able to see that data now. And ties are, like, our number three best-selling item in the store. So there are still people dressing up. And people are throwing parties bigger than ever, I think, because of COVID. Going back to that, we were kind of deprived of those big group gatherings. And now people are having them times, you know,
right.
Times two or three. So, yeah, we are selling ties.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, too. So when you go on social media, you see, you know, large wedding parties and, you know, anything goes right now. Bow tie. straight tie, gray suits, brown suits.
Jeans.
I mean, jeans, anything goes. What's some of your favorite menswear trends that you're seeing right now?
So the trend has gotten away from kind of that loose, relaxed, classic fit and mm-hmm. more into the tailored, slim. I mean, you've probably even seen pictures of guys with like cropped pants, no socks, and loafers. That's
such a
look. Not quite to Bemidji,
look.
But yes. Yeah. Yeah, very like East Coast, West Coast, not really Midwest, but we're getting there. So I do like that tailored look. The three-piece suit, I think, is nice. We're getting away from kind of that prom look where there's lots of different colored vests and ties, and it's more neat and tidy, I guess would be the best way to say it. The three-piece suit with just the ties that change colors based on your role in the wedding.
Wonderful. It's just, I'm sure if you go back to 1930 and then you span it across to 2023 coming up, you know, it's, you could probably pinpoint some trends that just keep coming back and back and back, and some that you're just like, I'm glad that's gone, and I wish it would forever be gone.
Yeah, no, good point. I almost feel like we're getting back to that, like, mm-hmm. 1930 look. Like, we had a couple come in the other day looking for tweed suits for their wedding.
Oh.
So, yeah, if there are some trends that definitely reoccur.
Wow.
Some are better than others.
You know, you have been, as we mentioned, nearly a century in the making, fourth generation. We all know how hard it is to get a business started. You're on the opposite end. What's the biggest challenge to a business that's been around a long time?
Being adaptable, I think, is the biggest.
Good point.
Yeah. So I keep bringing up COVID, but we basically came into Patterson's as that started. And I was really glad that we didn't have 20 years under our belt where we got stuck in our ways, because you just couldn't be like that. You had to come up with new ideas. You had to reach out to people and ask, like, okay, if you can't come in the store, what are ways that we can still sell products? So we had to figure out how to do online shopping without an online website. Like, we don't have an e-commerce site right now. So we really had to be creative and adaptable to get through that. But it's kind of morphed since then too, past, I would say now we're past COVID. But you just always have to be creative and adaptable. Otherwise, people are going to think your business is getting stale.
For sure.
And they won't have a reason to come in if there isn't new stuff happening or new products coming in.
Well, speaking of being adaptable too, I know that you are a mom, a working mom of two. And tell us about, you know, what's something that just keeps you motivated and going? Because that, being a working mom and owning your own business, that is busy and it can be hard.
That is the motivation, I would say, is the family. Because if the business, you know, fails, we don't have a lot that we can lean back on. Mm-hmm. So it is the business is like the pinnacle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it is supporting our whole family. So they are definitely the reason to make the business go on. And it would be kind of cool if someday they could be fifth gen owners.
For sure.
They're 2 and 4, so it's hard to tell right now.
You have time to convince them.
Yes.
That's the good part. You know, you could just slip it into conversation.
They do really like running around in the store and chasing each other through the racks. But
oh,
yes,
fun.
No, I agree. Yeah. I think just as a mom, like the children are the reason to keep going. Oh, so
wonderful.
Well, Patterson's has been a dedicated chamber member. What do you find most valuable about your chamber membership?
The network, being able to talk with other members about, you know, what's working for them, what's not working for them. Is there anything new, even like events coming to Bemidji that maybe I didn't know about that we can kind of pivot our marketing plan to capitalize on? So for me, it's the network of chamber members that kind of help us move forward as well.
It's so beautiful. So me being on the other side of the table with the chamber and being the director, when I hear the connections and the relationships that members to members are providing each other on a daily basis, I mean, that's really what it's all about. And that's what I love to see, whether it's the ambassadors coming with their plaid vest to congratulate a new business or a remodel or a new manager. That, in a nutshell, always hands down my most favorite part about any day. So when going back to, you know, running a business can be hard. It's hard work and seeking outside help and mentorship. What about if you can't seek outside help? Do you have any books, podcasts, anything that you listen to for inspiration or rely on to help run your business smoother?
So there is a menswear clothing group that I'm a part of, and we have our own like Facebook group that we lean on each other for. So if there's a new line that's working well for a store, say in Shakopee, Minnesota, it might be something we want to look into, or they're trying a new marketing tactic. We're very friendly. You know, it's not competitive. It's like we all want to help each other because honestly, there aren't many stores left like us in the nation. So yeah. That's really helpful. I know you said like outside people, but my dad, he's still around and he stops in almost every day. He lives in Bemidji and he is like my number one guy that I go to if I need help with anything. I mean, he's lived through and worked through a lot of what I imagine I'm about to see in the store.
There it is.
There it is. That ended at a perfect note. Dads are the best. I'm so glad to hear that. That couldn't have had a more beautiful timer come off than that. So with that said, I'm going to set my timer again to 1 minute. Kev, tell us what we're going to do now.
So we're going to do the rapid fire. This is where we're going to find out what Molly's really all about. She doesn't have time to think about this. She's got to answer quick. And we're going to find out what her, what's really in that heart of hers.
What's really in there.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Rapid fire.
Hurry up. All right. First question. Everybody, we always ask, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
No question. Dogs.
Most people
I'm very allergic to cats.
We know it's each individual, so we'll move on to another one. What is your favorite season?
Fall. Wish it lasted longer.
We get a lot of fall lovers in the podcast.
Yes, because we know what's coming next. So
we just want to hang on to it.
Hang on to fall.
Stay here while you still can.
Not a move. Yeah.
What is your favorite color?
Red.
Ooh, power color. I like it.
Yeah. And we know where you grew up, so we won't have to ask that one. Oh, I like you asked her the style one. That's perfect for a builder.
When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A veterinarian.
Veterinarian, because she loves dogs. That's why. Yep.
Animals.
Yep.
Describe your style in one word.
Boho chic.
Ooh, I love that.
Two words. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm not sure what it means, but it sounds really cool.
Boho chic. She's got beautiful beaded earrings on. She's very boho chic.
You have no concept of time!
I'm a guy. I don't know what these things mean.
All right.
We're done.
We ended. And there you have it.
So we want to thank our guest, of course, Molly Miller, who is the daughter of Steve and the owner, along with her husband, of Patterson's Menswear. Thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you for
thank
being
you so
here.
Much
for
having
so fun. Very fun.
And don't forget to check out everything that's going on with the Chamber at our Chamber website, Bemidji.org. Great 10-minute break. Hope you enjoyed it. And take more breaks because we keep having these great conversations with the great people of the Bemidji community. Once again, Abby Randall, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us, as always, Kev.
I'm Kev Jackson. That was Take 10 with the Chamber.
Woo! That's a wrap.
This has been Take 10 with the Chamber, sponsored by Pepsi Nye Bottling. Join Abby and Kev next time when we'll meet another great member of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce.
Take 10 with the Chamber has been a presentation of Redheads Rule Radio.